shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to a special Shooting Defence brought to you by the FNX Network. I'm your host Stel, and my guest this evening isn't a footballer, although he shares the same name as a former Leeds striker. It's Jamie Vardy's lookalike Lee Chapman. Lee, welcome to Shooting Defence. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Yeah, I know, I'm in the middle of filming as we sort of speak in Essex, so that's cool.
Well, Lee, I've always found the celebrity lookalike industry fascinating given the different type of attention people like yourselves receive. Now, this would be one of the most ridiculous questions you'll be asked, but being a Leicester City fan, what was the first thing you thought when the club signed Jamie Vardy? And be honest, was there dollar signs in your eyes?
Oh, you're talking 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago now, aren't you? You go back that far.
Yeah,
obviously, none of us really knew who he was. I think there's a famous tweet actually by someone from not a Leicester fan that put out Leicester sign £1 million, you know, non-league player. Good luck with that.
Right.
And I think that's sometimes thrown out at him there and everywhere. So now, obviously, we've won the league, so you see that crop up on Facebook now and again.
But
me personally, I didn't know what to make of it. Obviously, you know, we had like. Win League One, Championship. So it was a funny time anyway to be obviously a Leicester fan because we're sitting there hoping and hoping and hoping that one day we'll get these Premier League years back.
Mm.
And eventually we did, you know. Just horrible 10 years nearly, 10 seasons nearly in the Championship, you know. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I remember when we had Steve Walsh on the show a few months ago and prior to interviewing him. Prior to interviewing him, I was looking back on the blogs that he used to write, and even when Jamie Vardy first signed for Leicester, he said this guy's going to be the real deal, and you know he turned out to be right, really.
Yeah, you know, well, the Steve Walsh talent scout keeps getting things right as well. You know, Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kante, although that's a bit of a tricky one at the minute because I've just heard from Chelsea. I don't know how true that is, so we'll see. You know, we'll wait over the weekend to see what happens with that. But yeah, I've met Steve Walsh, the ex-player, Leicester, and I've not actually met Steve Walsh, the talent scout, because there are two different Steve Walshes, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, there's Steve Walsh, the Leicester captain we interviewed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, look, you've gone from being a postman to a footballer's doppelganger, and while it's been a rewarding career choice, you've come under a lot of intense criticism. Now, why do you think this is the case? I've never quite understood the animosity. It's not as if you're actually pretending to be Jamie Vardy.
No, I mean, look, I'm just a lad that happens to apparently look like Jamie Vardy.
Mm.
At the end of the day, if some kind of event books me to be a lookalike, you've got to wear whatever lookalike you're portraying wears. So that potentially means me wearing a kit or suited or, you know, something along those lines. No different to, you know, being back on the post. That's my job. Originally, wearing your uniform when you're at work. It's a uniform that I need to do with these bookings. I don't walk around all day in kits like these daft internet trolls, right? You know, it's silly to even think of writing that out, but there you go. They do, because they do, don't they? Trolls, trolls.
Absolutely. It's the nature of the beast, isn't it? You're going to get that kind of negativity.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there are those out there who like to pinpoint certain aspects of your career choice and try to put a negative spin on them to suit their agenda. I've heard all about the £250 fee for an appearance and the criticism from Vardy's wife, but it's funny how people rarely mention your willingness to have photos taken with random people without charging them or your commitment to the Loris charity.
Yeah, the Loris charity, that's just like sort of just launched, really. They've got me on as one of the ambassadors. I think there's a few more, including like Leicester legend, like Rendon Munro. He's a boxer, the Bin Man boxer, if you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
A few of, you know, Gary Lineker, I think, is one anyway for us. And there's probably a few more off the top of my head. I can't think of them right now. But it's a privilege to sort of be asked that, because I still see myself as just Lee from Leicester, you know, the lad that just got dragged on the bus with players and stuff, you know. But the fact that Loris, you know, out there trying to get me to do some bits and bobs now. It's amazing. Unreal.
I can imagine. I can imagine. And you mentioned being pulled on the bus by the players and you got to meet Jamie Vardy. I mean, what was that experience like?
I mean, before, obviously, all this lookalike sort of stuff is, you know, went the way it has. I was just a Leicester fan that happens to just get pulled on the bus, and you know, it could have been anyone else. It was unreal. I'm still don't really believe that happened, because it's very much a blur. Because you know, just as I'm a fan, you know, I'm just a fan, you know.
Well, I guess the past 12 months has been a bit of a blur, really, from contenders to being relegated to winning the title. It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've got two DVDs sitting on the top of my shelf now, and both portray a completely different story, but with the same team. It's, you know, bizarre.
Yeah.
One story, you know, about survival and relegation battles, and the other triumph of winning the biggest trophy in English football, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, tell us about your adventures in France during the Euros, because I'm sure there are one or two lads on tour-esque stories you're able to mention.
Yeah, oh man. obviously, newspapers, I don't know if I'm allowed to say which one, but newspapers sent me out there to do some work, some, you know, PR stunts and just a bit of banter, really. So that's what I did, you know. I walked out to go, you know, as the lookalike of Jamie Vardy with the full England kit. And I did all sorts. I tried French culture, really, you know. Food, wine, restaurants, all sorts. It's some funny stuff like wearing stereotypical French clothing and carrying on a bike with baguettes and, you know, your cheeses and onions and whatnot. It was good fun, you know. And then I got mobbed by the England fans when we went to the Russia game, England-Russia. They literally crowd-surfed me to the game. that video got about 4 million views on Lad Bible. But it was streamed out by the Dream Team guys live. So it had millions of views on that as well. That was live streamed out by those guys.
Wow. And when Jamie Vardy got the equaliser against Wales, you must have been buzzing.
Oh yeah, well, I was at an Atlantic Records staff event sort of thing that was in London on that day, because we had to shoot back on a Eurostar to get to London to do that. And that was crazy. I mean, I met Bobby Moore's daughter there, Roberta Moore. Hi, Roberta. And I felt like privileged to be in the same room as, you know, Sir Bobby Moore's daughter. What am I doing here, you know? So, yeah, crazy stuff.
Brilliant. Well, look, what's next for Lee Chapman? Is it true you'll be appearing on the next Celebrity Big Brother?
I know about as much information as you do right now. That's the honest question. That's the honest answer to your honest question.
That's fair enough. That's right. But would you go on?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Okay. Good. There you go. We've got an exclusive here. You're willing to go on. So whoever's listening,
I'm not willing. I want to go on. Yeah.
Really?
I want to go on now. Wow. There's been rumours for a while. A lot of people have been hyping and talking and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, sod it, let's go on.
But you're a family guy, I presume, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it's about, really. You know, got a missus to look after, I've got my son, 3 years old, to look after, and I've got a house to pay for.
Fair enough. You know? Fair enough. Don't blame you.
You know, it's not just about that, it's also the experience as well. I mean, how many people get to say they've been on a show like that?
Exactly. And it's done wonders for other people's careers, so why not?
Yeah, I've heard Hulk Hogan's going on there. That's what I've read. I read that today.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan's going on. I don't know how true that is.
Well, so you'll find out when you get there.
I go on just to meet him. I'm a big pro wrestling and UFC fan. Excellent. So,
well, I'll tell you what, we've interviewed Dan Severin in the past. So,
Dan the Beast.
Dan the Beast, yeah.
Like, Dan the Beast, Seven.
He's a good guy. Well, look, on a final note, how do you think Leicester will do this season? Because we mentioned before, you know, N'Golo Kante is probably on his way to Chelsea. Big season ahead for Ranieri.
Yeah, I mean, if Kante goes, you know, it looks like we've already got some replacements with that Mendy. He sounds like he can be a good little replacement for Kante anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm predicting probably a top 10, maybe 8th, 7th in the Premier League. Concentrate on European football because we've not been in Europe since probably 90, I forget this right, 9? Ish? Must have been 9, 98, 99, about something, that, yeah. Something like that. I was a kid, so, you know, tough to get the year right, but... yeah, you know, I think that was... Is it Red Star Belgrade, I think we played that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, I've got the shirt from them as well. So, yeah, probably get knocked out of the Champions League and then smash the Europa League.
You never know.
Because you get put into the Europa League, don't you, if you drop out of the group, is that right?
Yeah. I think if you come third, that's right.
Yeah. I can see another parade day with the Europa Cup around the city centre, around town.
Well, Leicester are a seeded team, so you never know. They might get a pretty straightforward group.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could do well in the Champions League, you know. Real Madrid did last season, and they had, Rafa Benitez, like, left halfway. So
that's right.
If they can win it with managerial differences, I'm sure... You know, we can win it as a team that's just won the Premier League.
Oh, stranger things have happened to a team in 2004, mate. So you never know. Well, Lee, it's been great having you on the show, mate. All the best for the future. And I really hope you can come back on the show at some point because we could really do with a Leicester City fan on.
I've never been to Australia. I'd love to come down there sometime as well. So that'd be cool. Well, I'd have to get back in touch.
Our listeners in Australia would love to hear that. It's fantastic. Well, look, how can people follow you on Twitter?
Okay, so it's quite funny. If you search for Vardy on Twitter, you'll come with me with Vardy lookalike. I even got a verified account, as strange as that is. It's Lee_Chappy, that's Chappy. That's Insta and Twitter, yeah.
And you have a fan club as well?
Pardon?
And you have a fan club?
Oh, I've got many fan pages now.
Well, good luck to you, mate, honestly, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you once again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time too.
Thank you. All the best, Lee. Take care now. Well, that, ladies and gents, was Lee Chapman, the Jamie Vardy lookalike. We've had our first lookalike on Shoot the Defence. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll be back very soon. Take care now.